Start this is Eric Trading on Nancy Leslie. Leslie is L-E-S-L-I-E. Leslie. L-E-S-L-I-E. Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Can you please change that, Nancy? Leslie is L-E-S-L-Y, not L-I-E. L-E-S-L-Y. Leslie Nancy. L-E-S-L-Y, Nancy is N-A-N-C-Y. The date of birth is 4-1-48. And the date of visit is 11-14-22. Please make copy for Robert Perry, ARNP. Perry, P-E-R-R-I. Robert Perry. ARNP. From Ardent Family Care. Ardent, A-R-D-E-N-T, Family Care. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who had been admitted to the hospital recently. Was seen at the Advent Hospital for a left fibular fracture and treated conservatively. The patient also had a chest CT done. In August 22. Can you please mention it? Chest CT was done on 8/23/22. And it showed airspace opacities in the posterior aspect of the right upper lobe with mild atelectasis, as well as centrilobular emphysema. And there was a increased prominence of the left renal collecting system. Observed on the CT of the abdomen. Period. The patient has complained of leg swelling and shortness of breath with exertion, and was given home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula. She was treated with antibiotic therapy for her lung infiltrates, and she presently only has mild shortness of breath with wheezing. The patient denies chest pains, but has some palpitations, and has trouble ambulating due to shortness of breath. She is extremely overweight. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of left fibular fracture and a history for pericarditis, pericardial effusion, and placement of a pericardial window. She also had appendectomy and a cholecystectomy in the past. She's been treated for pneumonia in the past and has a history for chronic back pain. She is hypertensive and has atrial arrhythmias. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine and penicillin. Next paragraph. Habits: patients smoke 2 packs per day for 38 years and quit. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. The patient states her father died of emphysema and CHF. Mother died of breast cancer. Next paragraph. Let's see. Medication list included Buspar 5 milligrams BID, duloxetine 60 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler, TIDPRN, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and oxycodone 5 milligrams TIDPRN, Trilogy Ellipta 1 puff daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, obese, white female is alert and mildly dyspneic at rest. Blood pressure 130/80. Pulse is 72, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 238. Saturation 97. HENT anomalous. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next, supplementation of thyroid enlargement of lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. Scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations. And occasional crackles. Heart sounds are irregular, so an esternomummer. The abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1+ edema with varicosities. Decreased peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor defects. Cranial has grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2, obstructive sleep apnea. And number 3, history of atrial fibrillation. Number 4, hypertension. And number 5 is borderline diabetes. Next plan, the patient has been advised. Oh, can you also mention number 6, history of right upper lobe pneumonia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. She will go for a polysomnogram with CPAP titration. Since her previous polysomnogram demonstrated mild sleep disordered breathing with AHI of 7.9 events per hour. She will also try to lose weight. Continue with above-inch medications. including Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day, and nebulized albuterol solution, TIDPRN, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert Perry, ARNP, from Ardent Family Care. Thank you, Dr. Susan.